Hello.
Oh, hi, Casey. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. You called from a different number, and then I heard little beeps. I thought it was spam.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we have a VoIP phone system, voice over internet phone, and I never know what it's going to show on the caller ID. So, but
okay.
I understand you needed assistance with the billing, right?
Yeah, it says it's due. I need to change the card on file, too.
Okay. So with that being said, is it still the same billing address on North Ocean Shore Boulevard?
No, I have a different address now because I moved. We got flooded in the hurricane, so I had to move.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Okay, no worries. What's the new billing address?
It's, 337. It's Beehive Drive, like a beehive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's Oak Hill, Florida, 32759.
32759. Did you say it was Oak Hill?
Yeah. Two words.
Okay. 337 Beehive Drive, Oak Hill, Florida, 32759.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
And it's 150, right?
Yep. 149, exactly.
It's 4737.
Mm-hmm.
0230.
Okay.
8149.
Okay.
3409.
3409. Got it. And expiration?
1026.
And then the code on the back?
612.
612. Okay, so I will get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. So just bear with me here. We'll make sure that there's no further issues. Okay, I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that, Casey, and have a really nice rest of your week, too, okay?
My Google listing's still down low. Like, it's not in the top 5 or 10, and I have all 5-star reviews. I don't understand that. But.
Wow. Okay, so let me take a look. I think what I'll do is I'll send your account over to the technicians for a performance check and see if there's anything that they could tweak to make you, you know, get better.
They do that. They do that every month when I complain about it. I feel like I'm wasting money when I keep paying every month and then I'm not even in the top. Like, they have to scroll down and call everybody that don't answer to even find me. And then, you know, there's no telling how many customers I'm missing, not because they don't see my ad.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
And like everybody else, it's like three-star review, 3.5-star review. Then my little five-star review is down like 10 or 12 deep on the third page.
Okay, so I'm surprised you're saying you're on the third page because what we promise is first page placement.
Yeah, I know. It's not been that since I've been
really?
With you guys a year and a half.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So I'll have them look into it because all I do typically is collect failed payments. I don't do any type of programming. I'm thinking if they start adding some weekly posts for you, that will probably help you. And then also to just double check, the keywords look like they're all good. They're all relating to appliance repair, right? So that looks good.
I got 2 leads this weekend, and the only reason I got them this weekend from Google is because I'm the only place that's open 24/7, and I do that just to get extra leads. So that's the only 2 I've gotten off Google in the last few weeks because they don't see me.
Oh, so someone went through, like, the whole list, and they just looked for the ones that were open 24/7 because it was an emergency.
Yeah, they were both yesterday, which is fine. I'll take them any time, but if I was in the top 5 or 6 people, then I would be busy instead of not, you know.
Yeah. So,
I mean, we're struggling for work, too, so I'm trying to promote it, but I don't know what else to do other than just pay my money.
Right. Well, I'll have them, like I say, look at the account. I'll see if there's anything that they can do to give you better performance. I will tell you that we have some add-ons that you might want to consider.
Yeah,
I don't know
if they told me that, but that's more money.
Yeah.
But I'm barely making enough money to even pay my bills as it is because people aren't seeing me to get my name out. I advertise everywhere I can think of. I even do Thumbtack, which I hate because it's so expensive.
Yeah.
But Google, people Google appliance repair, and then I'm so far down, they typically don't see me unless I keep scrolling on the weekends when everybody else is closed.
Right. So one thing I want to point out to you is, only because you're spending a lot of money with Thumbtack, is it might be worthwhile for you to maybe, you know, scale back a little bit on, you know, a couple of leads there and use that same money to do some Facebook ads with us or do some Google ads with us. Because
I got Thumbtack turned off for the last 2 weeks because I haven't had enough work to afford it. So I've been solely on this. So I gotta get some calls in before I can do anything. But people's gotta see me, so you're stuck.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. Okay, so let me do some tweaking here, and then in the future, if things pick up for you and you want to consider some of those other programs, you can call me and I'll tell you how they work. But right now, let's just make sure that you get the most bang for your buck out of what you have already, okay?
All right.
All right. And in the meantime, thanks for updating that, Casey. Have a nice rest of your week, too, okay?
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.